when I pissed a perfect rainbow and aced every drug screen. I needed help, so I called up this skinhead, Lisa Brownlee's old boyfriend, Noah Levine. He had a place against the stream, and he's a punk from Santa Cruz, a Buddhist with a Jewish name. How could I ever lose? He'd give me a bro rate and a triple AAA discount if I checked into his mansion and paid the right amount. Getting clean in 7 days sounded pretty good in a gentrified hipster neighborhood. They told me my addiction wouldn't be too hard to fix. What they didn't tell me was about day six. Fuck day six. Fuck day six. Fuck day six. The guy who searched through all my things was our producer, Jim Goodwin. I giggled cause he missed my 2 milligram strip of Suboxone. He said, this isn't funny, Big Mike, this is serious detox. I said, I'm laughing cause your hand was inside one of my jerk-off socks. My semi-private room smelled like rubbing alcohol, so I wore a leather blindfold and a latex camisole. 2 days later when I woke up, I was in such a good mood, cause I was 3 days clean, and on Tuesday nights they served Mexican food. I never tried to quit drugs or hang out with Buddha before, but after 4 or 5 days I had no words to score. I thought I kicked ass on the narcotics, but then I woke up at the toilet on day six. Fuck day six. Fuck day six. Fuck day six.